Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kedushin Mem Zayin, Kedushin 47a, pagination is 93. We're starting from the first wide line. Amar Rav, Rav tells us something that we've encountered earlier in the Masechta. Hamekadish b'milva ena mekudeshes, because milva lehotza'a nitna. A person who tries to be mekadish a woman using a loan that was already tendered, that's not good kiddushin. And the reason is because a loan is meant to be spent. And as Rashi explains, the person who borrowed the money does not have to have it readily available at any time to be able to pay it back. The money becomes theirs, so to speak, with an independent abstract obligation, which is a very real obligation, but it's in the abstract. That's, you didn't give her anything when you said that money. Which money? The money is meant to be spent. There's no money present in tangible form. And therefore, if the money was already given to her, and the man says, with that money, that's not a good kedushin. The Gemara explores this ruling by stating Neima Ketanoi. It sounds like that this is a machlokas, because on the one hand we learn Tamekadesh b'milva ena mekudeshes, a person who does kedushin with a loan, it's not good kedushin. So that's compatible with what we just learned. V'yesh omrim mekudeshes, but there are those who say it is a good kedushin. Whoa, my love, b'hokam ifligi. It sounds like they're arguing in this very point. Demar sava milva lahotza nitna. One opinion says that a loan is as if it's spent and there's nothing tangible here. You didn't give her anything. Umar sava milva lav lahotza nitna. And the other opinion will somehow understand a loan that it's here and the obligation is somehow in a tangible form so that you're giving her something. And that's the first reaction that the Gemara has to these two divergent rulings. Says the Gemara, that's certainly not pshat. V'tisbira, let's analyze the logic here. Ema seifa, based on the second part of that very brisa. V'shavim, everybody agrees, b'mecher, by a sale. If you're buying something, kiddushin was the first case. Now let's discuss mekech and memkar, business. Shezeh kone, that it's a good sale. Iyamrit milva lahotza'a nitna. B'may koni, if this that they were discussing was the case of milva lahotza'a nitna, then where's the kinyan according to the opinion that it's indeed lahotza'a nitna? What would they be arguing? Why would that opinion change their ruling by a case of sale? And the Gemara responds, b'milei uchri, that brisa that you brought, that some say it's not a good kiddushin, and some say it is a good kiddushin, and they used the word milveh, a loan, they were not talking about the same case that we thought they were talking about. They're not talking about the case where a person gives her a loan and then afterwards says, with that money, it should be kiddushin. But rather, what are we talking about? Kigon she'omar lo, he said to her, his kat sheli b'mona b'mikudeshes to me with a certain amount of money. V'nimtza mona chaser dinner, and turns out that it's missing the last component of that total sum is missing. One opinion says that she finds it embarrassing to demand of him that last amount. After all, they're becoming husband and wife. And if she's going to ask for the last coin, the last quarter, for example, it doesn't look good. She's embarrassed of impressions. And one opinion says it's a good kiddushin because she's not embarrassed. She's entitled to the entire amount. Most of it was paid, and a little bit Limitave, she's going to still have to demand the same as a down payment. And most of it was paid. And this opinion holds, she will still be willing to demand the last coin. If the case was Mekach and Memkar business, then the Braisa told us, Vishavim, in such a case, it's certainly Kone, because there's no embarrassment. It's only by a husband and wife relationship that she would be embarrassed to ask for the very last coin, according to one opinion, and it was referred to as a loan. He's trying to be Mekadesh her by not giving her the full 100. He gave her, for argument's sake, 90. And the very last amount was like a loan. You could either understand it as soon as he pays it up, he will have fulfilled the condition of paying up that last amount, which until now was a loan. Or you could understand it that since she's embarrassed to demand it, it never actually works as a kiddushin. The Gemara continues and says, "Ve'ela hada Amar Rabbi Lazar iskachili b'mana v'nasan la'dinner hareza mikudeshes v'yashlim." There's a different brisa that says that if he said 100 and he only gave her one coin towards that, it's a good kiddushin. He just has to pay up. Lema ketanoi amra l'shmaitei. One would think that perhaps this is actually the subject of a disagreement, and Rabbi Lazar was ruling like one side, and his ruling is not universal, because it's also the remainder is a loan. And the Gemara says there's a major distinction. Amri, I'll answer you. Mana chaser dinner kesifa la milsa lemitave. If the majority was paid up, it's just a little bit that wasn't paid up, so she's embarrassed to demand it, and therefore it's not a kiddushin. Mana chasa tishim v'teisha loksifa la milsa lemitave. But if he promised her 100, and he only gave her 1, and there remains 99 to be had, then he's not embarrassed. She's not embarrassed. So the Gemara makes a distinction that it depends. If the bulk of the money is missing, so she's not embarrassed to go ahead and demand that. If there's just a little bit, I imagine it's because it looks like she's being cheap. And therefore, in the words of Rashi, lo samcha daita, she doesn't agree at all, and eino mekudeshes, because she knows that this davar muat, it's just a little bit, and it's not going to reflect well on her, and she won't demand it. Wanted to mention a concept which I think we've mentioned in the past, this concept of ksifa la milsa, that a person is embarrassed, and sometimes it has significant halachic ramifications. Well, over here it's very clear. It's the difference between a kedushin and not a kedushin. There's a concept that a person has to pay his workers on time. The way it's worded is if the worker demands payment, then he has to pay it on time. If the worker doesn't demand, there's not the same level of obligation. However, the commentaries explain that this is not because there's some technicality they have to demand and then the obligation kicks in, but rather the demand makes it clear that the person wants to get paid. And therefore, for example, Rabbi Spitz, in his Monetary Halacha English Sefer, page 102, points out that if we're dealing with a child who's embarrassed to do the demand, but we know very well that they want to get paid, there would be this obligation to pay them in a timely manner, even if they haven't demanded. Whereas, going back to an adult setting where the person's no kesifa le milsa, they're not embarrassed to demand, then there may be a certain degree of liberties if it's understood that you don't have to pay that minute, but that you pay within a range of reasonable time, maybe within the week, maybe when you get a bill, or whatever the arrangement might be, then there would be a little bit more liberty than in such a case where it's ksifa la milsa, where we're afraid the person is intimidated to make the ask. Yoshe Koach, thank you for joining.